Hello, everybody. This is Sci Supporters once again, and here we're going to talk about a subject that particularly most people and others have asked me. Okay, how did you get into the whole macro furry thing? Well, okay, I'm not particularly a furry like type person. No, I don't like have one of the furry suits or anything like that. No offense to any of those that do, because one, it's a respectable thing. They have cons. It is a thing that, you know, people like doing. I don't disrespect it one bit. It's something that has piqued my curiosity. So why I got into the whole macro furry thing is one, I've seen tons of pictures. We've all seen them. It's an amazing type of way to look at another view of giantess to a giant, to a macro furry that could be a gigantic dog that's an anthro or half human, half dog, everything like that. There are tons of ways you can look at this. And it's ways that they make amazing designs, characters, how they make the paws actually look more supple and soft for a tiny to get stepped on or mashed or anything else along those lines of people being okay with it. And yeah, okay, there are some people in the world that are not like totally fine with furries. Completely understandable. Not everybody, not everything is for everybody. But those that actually like are curious about it, but like to mix it in with their whole size related thing or foot related thing, then it's all right. I mean, they're pretty sure there are many other things you can go from this. I've heard many of things about how furry the conventions they have or the suits, which cost a lot of money. Some others like to actually have it homemade at home, which this is like a very dwelling deep conversation about these type of things. The fact they take their time to make these suits, the videos, all this type of stuff. There's no disrespect amongst when it comes to furries and their cons and conventions and everything. It's just something that they like doing, and it's something that's not a bad thing. It's something that's totally normal, something that's interesting. Don't get judged by others because you like that certain type of thing. There are others that just don't understand what it's about. Why do people like doing it? Sometimes people need to be explained why people do this. And honestly, I can't tell you that answer because I'm not totally like, you know, I don't go to the conventions or anything like that. But none says I don't like it, because I do like the whole macro furry thing. There are many things that can be done with this. The fact that, you know, same thing with a foot fetish goes in with a macro furry type of thing where you see their paw that actually looks very soft, supple, something that you would probably would be smothered or stomped by. There are many versions or views of this thing that you can see how this thing goes. I have role played with a couple of macro furries before. It's nothing bad. It's nothing embarrassing. It's nothing that you should be shamed about. It's something that you like doing. And same thing with me. I like how this works. It's curious. It's something that many of animal anthro animals can be fused into. And same thing with that Zootopia movie. After I saw that movie, there have been so many art concepts, macro furry new art that has been like flown up or shown everywhere in galleries and whatnot. And it is totally something that makes it look very curious or something that you want to experience yourself. Same thing with, you know, I'm into giantess. Yes, I love, like, you know, giantess. But doesn't mean I can't expand to other groups and experience on how theirs work just as much as mine does. And vice versa. So everybody, it's micro furries are a thing that it's like a new area for me. It's something that I've experienced with several other types. I've seen people and how their art normally makes it very enticing or very interesting to look at. And, you know, I've really gotten into it. And not saying I'm going to go to a furry convention or anything else like that. And, you know, I have friends that are like, you know, wear furry suits and things like that. I'm not bothered by it. I'm not disgusted by it. It's just something that everybody likes. And I'm somewhat interested in how it works and whatnot and how, you know, the whole size fetish related stuff gets into it. And that's how it is for me. It's nothing like, you know, I'm pretty sure others have been like, man, do you have anything else you want to talk about it? Or is there anything else that might pique your interest about it? Look, I may be interested in the whole macro furry thing. I pretty much am at this point, since I've been in several Discord groups like that. And those are in the Sci Supporters website, the one that I'm in or several people like going to. And, you know, it's something that has piqued my interest. It's something new. It's sort of new. And I respect those people in there that like doing it. It's That's just how I am. I'm not the person to quick to judge unless it's some things that I don't like doing, like I mentioned 2 episodes ago. So remember, this is basically my talk about macro furries and what I'm thinking about them. It's a new thing. It's something that everybody should experience once or twice in their life. And something that, you know, you need to try for yourself at some point. You just need to totally understand what it's about, what to do, and how to experience it. But thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully, we'll be going to the next episode soon, which is going to be episode 10. Wow, I didn't think we'd get this far. Thank you for listening, though.